I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1031. I can't believe you asked Jesus that. Have you ever heard someone ask a cringe-worthy question? You know, you're stunned that someone would dare to ask that. I've done it. I remember going to hear a presidential candidate speak once. A friend said, if you get a chance to talk to him, say something unexpected. So I did, and I did. After his talk, I was on the rope line as the candidate was shaking hands. Now, he was the current vice president of the United States, so security was high, with Secret Service before and after scanning the crowd. When he got to me, we shook hands, and I said, Mr. Vice President, let's go to lunch. I could tell he wasn't expecting that. He stopped, looked me in the eye, and said, what? I said, let's go to lunch. He smiled and said, thanks. We'll have to take a rain check. That was a bit bold and cringeworthy, but in the Bible, there's one way worse. T2G is about the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others, and boldness is required. The story is in Matthew 20. James and John's mom come to Jesus, and Jesus asks her what she wants, and she says, quote, say that these two sons of mine are to sit one at your right hand and one at your left hand in your kingdom, end quote. Boom! The other disciples must have been thinking, wow, seriously? We can't believe you asked Jesus that. That has to be the most presumptuous request in all the Bible. Now, was it her idea, or was it the boys that put her up to it? Well, we'll never know for sure. Maybe it was just a protective Jewish mother looking out for her sons. After all, they left the family fishing business, and they sacrificed a lot to go traipsing around with Jesus, God knows where. They deserve something for that, don't you think? Well, she did. Jesus' response was basically, you don't know what you're asking. To be at my right and my left? Following me involves suffering, not just parties and power. All right, let's back up a bit. I love my kids. And yes, I've gone to bat for them with people in authority, teachers, coaches, and others. But beyond that, I've asked some bold things of the Lord, and sometimes I admit they're quite selfish. You want some Bible boldness? How about these? Genesis 32:26, Lord bless me. Exodus 33:18, show me your glory. Mark 9:24, help my unbelief. Matthew 8:2, Lord, make me clean. Luke 22:42, not my will, but yours be done. Luke 23:34, Father, forgive them. And Revelation 22:20, come, Lord Jesus. Here's the great question. What's the boldest request you've ever made of the Lord? And what was the real motivation behind that request? Let's pray this prayer adapted from ConnectUsFund.org. Heavenly and everlasting Father, you are my mighty Father, and enemies tremble before you. Because you are with me, no one can stand against me. You have received me into your kingdom. There's no reason to fear what people can do to me. Over 300 times in your word, you commanded us to choose fearlessness. Propel me into the face of my fear and right through it to your destiny for my life. I will not cower against the evil one's spirit of fear, but run over it and claim victory. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1032. And in the meantime, hear the words of Gerald May. We are all addicts, or what the Bible would call idolaters. Dr. Kurt Thompson, in his fabulous book, The Soul of Desire, further concludes, as addicts, our recovery is a lifelong process. Many of our desires have been hijacked by behaviors that short-circuit our longings in the direction of hollow promises. Once we have tasted the dopamine rush of whatever our coping strategy offers us, it is difficult to believe that it cannot, will not, ultimately save us. But it won't. And when it doesn't, we suffer with all that Eve and Adam suffered in the wake of betrayal by a serpent and each other. What are you currently asking Jesus, podcast family? Is it bold enough? Is it too bold? Is it selfish, or is it serving? What are you asking that would cause others to say, I can't believe you asked Jesus that?